Douglas South goes to the polls a week today. We've been hearing from the candidates on mandate this week, of course. That this morning, the remaining candidate that we've yet to speak to, a woman who describes herself as a homemaker. Good morning, Amy Burns.
Moramai, James.
Moramai to you. What's your motivation to be an MHK, first of all?
Well, people. I'm a people person, and no matter how much I keep trying to step away from politics, it seems to come back round like a boomerang to me. I've already been literally doing stuff within the community, and the more and more encouragement I'm getting and the more and more people I help has made me want to go and do this.
Obviously, the preschool campaign was the most prominent of that. Well, what's on your to-do list then? Because I think you said the other week South Douglas has got a lot of problems. So what are they? What's the answers to them?
Well, this has been emphasised to me more while I've been canvassing, to be honest with you, more than I realised there were problems. We have a lot of issues within the mental health and the hospital, and these are all things that I really want to get to grips with and address, really.
What ideas have you got to expand the economy, for example, or to safeguard public services?
Well, it's no surprise to anyone that I'm not a cut girl. I'm a growth girl. I believe we should be growing the economy rather than making cuts. And I think the cuts that we have been making have been in the wrong places. And we're making the island less attractive for people to come here.
In terms of, well, I see around South Douglas you've got a few posters up. Are you getting out canvassing much? Because I know a lot of your campaign was going to be focusing on social media. You said yourself, I think, knocking on doors was going to be a problem. You've got four young children and you were struggling to fit that in.
Well, no, it's not a problem, and I have been canvassing. Basically, I am covering over 3,000 houses, so it's just taking my time to get round to everybody. But a lot of people will know, because I've already covered nearly 1,500 houses, that I have been going out of the evening, and that's not just because of the childcare situation. It's because people are in during the evening, and canvassing in the day is just silly, really.
If you were successful a week today, how would you juggle that that mix of being a national politician and mother of four, if you like? Because obviously South Douglas would need to be represented properly.
Well, James, I'm already doing that. I'm already juggling. I've been campaigning. When I worked for PokerStars, I worked from home, so I was bringing up my toddler at the same time as working on with a company on a global level, organising interviews and things around the world.
You've run a lot of your campaign, I think, via social media. Obviously, there's some people who aren't on social media. They want old-fashioned politics. They want a knock on the door. How can you reach them?
Well, of course, yeah, I haven't run most of my... it's just an added thing. Social media is a thing that I've been using, as well as I've been contacting people face on. I've given my phone number out. People have been contacting me daily. In fact, I'm quite overwhelmed with how many people have already contacted me, and I'm not even in there yet. But so no, I'm a hands-on girl yet. Where people have been contacting me yet.
we heard from a candidate yesterday bemoaning some of the stuff, if you like, that's been put on social media and the build-up to this election. And I know there's been flying around. If you got in, I know there was a little bit of a spat, if you like, you got involved with a few words with the MHK for the area that you could soon be working with. I mean, is that a good move?
Well, it was just annoyance, James. I've been out there canvassing and listening to the people of Douglas South. And when I see someone coming, important questions, it was just a bit of annoyance that day. I had a lot of people with a lot of problems who were saying to me that they aren't being represented and they haven't got an MHK to go to. And I am a Douglas South constituent myself, so I can relate.
You are getting out there and knocking on the doors. It's not just a campaign run by social media.
Absolutely not, no. I've met so many wonderful people who don't use social media. And now that I've had a chance to sit down with them and talk to them, and they've got to see what I'm all about. It's just another thing in the background, social media.
What are you all about?
What am I all about? Well, yeah, as I said to you, I'm a girl that believes in growth. I'm a people person.
Would you support government?
I would fight tooth and nail for my constituents in Douglas South. I wouldn't be opposed to everything in government.
So would you be a local politician rather than a national politician?
Well, no, but they're obviously going to be my first priority. However, I would work with government. I'm hoping I could go in with some ideas, because I don't believe that what they've been doing has been the best way forward for the island. And living here all my life, I know the island. I know what we all want and how things should be going. I've seen it take that steady, slow decrease down, and how less people are coming here, less people are relocating here, and how less attractive we've become.
I could pick up on that. I'm running out of time here to cram more in. Just finally, why should the people of South Douglas vote for you a week today?
Well, if they want representation, then they'll get it from me. I'm not a yes man. I will fight tooth and nail for my constituents. I've already been doing that anyway, but I would vote for me if you want proper representation.
Amy Burns, thanks for your time this morning.